passing Moreton Junction now. This is past 70 mile an hour crossover. But of course, we're running on the up main on clear signal, so we're not taking that into consideration. We could ignore that. But they're one of the fastest junctions on the Western Railway. So on my far left now is the town of Wallingford, and we're fast approaching Cholsey and Molesworth Station. Now also on my left now is a small church and cemetery where Agatha Christie is buried. She used to live just about a quarter of a mile down the left hand side here at Winterbrook Lane in Molesworth. And on my right I can just make out the silhouette of the rolling Berkshire Down Hills. We've left Cholsey behind and we're now running under the main road bridge, and the passing on my left is site of the original Molesworth Road Station when the Western Line was built in the 1830s. It terminated Molesworth Road, and the intention was to branch the line off towards Wallingford and then Abingdon, but as I mentioned earlier, Abingdon turned down the railway, and so the main line went towards Didcot and Swindon. But you can still make out the site of the old station there, which is it's used as a road transport cafe, but it certainly looks a railway building. And we're now coming up to South Stoke, which is only a tiny farm village with cottages and a few houses on either side of the railway. But North Stoke is on the other side of the town, to the north, to the south, which is on my right. And that has come into the news lately because that is where Michael Caine bought his house when he came back from America to live in this country. Well, we're just running through Goring Station now, and there's a DMU set just left the station ahead of me, and we're just about passing on it now. It's a stopping train to Reading. Just coming over the River Thames now. Now we just passed Pangbourne Station, heading towards Reading. There's a parcel train just passing me on the Down Main. With the Thames on my left hand side now, pretty close to the railway, we're approaching Reading West Junction, and I've still gone green, so it looks as though we're going to have a good run and also run straight through Reading. We've got a buzz there, but we should have had a bell. So I'll just keep a check for the next signal, make sure it's still a green signal. Passing over the junctions of Reading West. Now we've got a green light through the main, so we're running right through Reading, right through the main line. Now we're passing Reading West Junction Yards. We pass the up yard, now the down yard, and on the left is a curve that goes off to the west through Basingstoke or down the West Country. And we're running past Reading Depot now on my right. Got a lot of activity there. And we're now fast approaching Reading Station itself. A lot of reds on the up and down release, but as I say, we're running fast through the centre of the station on the main line. Crossing over the junction that comes in from the West Country. And now we're on to the middle road proper through Reading. The banner is showing clear. And we're running all the way through, coming through the platforms now. That buzz is for a 20 mile an hour temporary speed check, which is ahead of me, so I have to shut off power. And it'll have to start braking down to 20 mile an hour from, we're just on 70 mile an hour. Passing the sidings of the electric trains on the bottom on my right, on the southern line. Our speed is coming back down now. It's another check board, it's 100 mile an hour, so that shouldn't bother me. But we still have a 20 up ahead by the gasworks. Passing New Junction, where the line branches off to the Waterloo and Guildford lines. Just coming by Gasworks now. I can just see the lights of the 20 mile an hour checkboard about a mile ahead of me, and I'm bringing down my last few mile an hour, down to 20. Oxford Pass passenger just passed me on my right on the down main, and I'm just starting to open up power again now to maximum to get me away from that 20 mile an hour check and back up to our line speed again. But as it's such a heavy train, it's going to take a few miles again to get any real speed back up. And we're just heading off now into Stoning Cutting. We're right through the centre of Stoning Cutting now, and there's a DMU come from Twyford on my right, just passing me now. He's on his way to Reading Station. Well, we're now coming up to Twyford Station. There's a branch line from Henry comes in on my left here, and there's no trains about at the moment. But I always have a little glance across to my left here, because my sister lives just outside the station, and I like to give a little look just to give a thought on her and her husband over there. Just starting to leave Twyford Station behind and heading towards the long 9 mile an hour dead straight line between Twyford and Maidenhead. Well, it's 9:45. I got my speed back to 70 mile an hour. We're just approaching Maidenhead Station, where the branch line comes in on my left from Marlow and Bourne End. Again, like Twyford, there is no trains in the platforms at all. A bit of a quiet period, by the look of it. In fact, I've hardly passed any trains at all tonight. Very quiet night altogether. Some other nights when you come up, you pass trains at every other signal. But I see one coming down main now, just past me. Looks like a Class 47 on her. That was a light engine actually, so he just gone past me. Well, I suppose it's a passing speed of about 140 miles an hour. We're just passing over the River Thames, which is a wealthy area where all the well-to-do live, all the stars and the business people. It's always in the news for someone or other. And we're now approaching Taplow Station. We're now shooting towards Slough. We're just passing the Horlicks factory, and the time is 9:47. And on my right is a branch line coming in from Windsor. And again, another quiet spell. There's nothing in the bay platforms from the Windsor branch, and nothing on the local line either. So I say things are staying quite quiet, but I'm having a good run towards London at the moment. Well, we're now approaching West Drayden, and we're still on greens, as you hear. And on my right, you look far across into the distance, you can see the planes coming down to land in London Airport. Quite a string of lights in the distance as they sort of pile up between each another. And I can see one almost in line with me now, just about to set down. On my left is the West Britain Coal Depot, and the junction of the branch line that goes down onto Staines on the Southern. And the way over on the far left, I can see the lights of Harrow on the Hill.